Welcome to Personnel Matters, the official podcast of the Air Force Personnel Center, hosted by Major General Jefferson O'Donnell.
Welcome to Personnel Matters. I am Major General Jefferson O'Donnell, commander of AFBC and your podcast host. We're here to provide information and updates on the programs and processes we oversee at the Air Force's Personnel Center that guide your career. This podcast is also a direct line where you can reach out to me with questions, concerns, or suggestions. Now today, we're going to talk about our civilian force. Military members, keep listening. These are your teammates, your supervisors, your subordinates, and maybe someday you. More than 177,400 civilians serve in the Department of the Air Force around the globe, many of them with prior military service. Now, they come from a diverse background with a complement of experiences. These professionals provide different perspectives and experience that are vital elements of our total force. Now, like our military force, our civilians also take an oath, and they are just as committed to supporting and defending this nation. Now, today we have one of our top certified employee benefits advisors with us to discuss the various benefits and entitlements available for our civilian teammates. Ms. Angela Pelham has been part of the AFPC's Benefits and Entitlements Service Team for over 6 years, working her way through the ranks. Currently, she's the technical section chief, where her team processes over 10,000 actions annually, including corrections to benefits and retirement codes, certification of special service, non-appropriated fund requests, congressional inquiries, new employee training on senior executive service, and re-employed annuitant requests. Welcome, Angela.
Thank you, sir.
So what can you tell us just about the benefits entitlements and the importance to our civilian employees?
Your benefits and entitlements really dictate your retirement. Even when you are serving, knowing your benefits, taking the opportunities that are available to you to access those, things like employee health benefits, thrift savings plan, life insurance, those kind of things can help you later on. Accessing them early, understanding them, can build a nice retirement portfolio for you so that you are able to retire when the time comes.
Great. So you said access them early. So how early?
Day one.
Okay.
Learn about them on the very first day that you start. Understand what the timelines are for eligibilities into retirement so that you know when to take actions during your civilian career if it's something you're not interested in having right away. But knowing it on day one is critical.
Great. So I just ask my supervisor, there's an agency at the base or a location where I'm serving that I can go talk to get this information, or how would I learn about it?
So benefits and entitlements is centralized to the Air Force Personnel Center. So you won't have someone at the base level that can assist you, but you can visit MyFSS. We do have a civilian benefits and entitlements, benefits and retirement homepage. And that has several knowledge articles on there that will break down your benefits, retirement, planning, all kinds of things.
Okay. So once I get that and I've learned about it and I do it as I'm getting close, like what point as I'm approaching retirement eligibility do I need to start thinking about the process?
So you should be begin planning about 5 years prior to your retirement date. So if you have one in mind, minimum of 5 years from that, start looking into getting an annuity estimate, a certified summary. So you know, am I even going to be eligible when I think I am? Understanding the eligibilities of your benefits will allow you to select things and make those kind of decisions at retirement and be prepared to make them.
And what are some of the consequences? Let's say I wait too late to the last minute to start the process. Are there any potential effects to my career or timeline if I wait too long?
So if you wait too long, it could affect your entitlements. Ultimately, you could not be eligible to receive certain things or to have certain things. If you don't plan properly for your service, make military deposits or civilian deposits, that service won't necessarily count for you, which could reduce the amount of benefit you receive ultimately. And then also not being eligible to continue a benefit like employees' health benefits or life insurance, if those are things that you would like to. So it's really, really important that you start planning 5 years out.
Okay, that's really good and helpful. And so now I know that you provide and your team provides services at request from federal civilian employees from the Department of the Air Force. And so with everything that's going on right now with our workforce, what's kind of the timelines that you're seeing for being able to provide support when people need direct support?
So retirement counseling for our callbacks team right now, it's taking about 30 days for us to return request for contact. It's really important that you plan ahead. Many of the answers that people want are available on our homepage. So I really encourage people to start there, reading those knowledge articles. And then if you have additional questions, you can always submit a counseling request. That does take about 30 days to respond to, but we will call you and provide all of the counseling. What I would recommend is if you do that request, you write down all of your questions, keep adding to them until you get your call back, and then you can ask everything all at once. Some of the information that we go over will trigger additional questions, but the more prepared you are, the more you'll get from that actual counseling call.
Great. And then I guess one more thing I'm going to ask you is that, one thing we highlight for all military members and civilians is about our records. And so anything important for how often should we be checking records or making sure records are current for civilian members?
Such a great point. You should be checking them constantly. Look at your personnel records. Make sure they're complete. If you've had prior service that you don't see the records for, you need to initiate that process to get those done or to get those added in. Look at your LES every single pay period. If your pay has increased or decreased and there's absolutely no explanation that you're aware of, there's a problem probably.
That's really good advice and information. Thank you so much for being here with us today.
Thank you so much for having me, sir. I really appreciate it.
All right. Well, the Total Force Service Center operates a call center 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 361 days a year, where personnel experts are available to support you and answer your questions. Now, we recently received this question about civilian benefits and entitlements.
I separated from the Air Force 3 years ago. I have 8 years and 3 months of service total. I was hired 2 years ago, and I'm now a program analyst in Virginia. I'm enrolled in the Federal Employees Retirement System, and I would like to buy back my military time. How do I start that process?
Well, with 2 years as a civil servant, you are reaching an important milestone that could save you some money. The Military Service Deposit, or military buyback, is an opportunity for honorably discharged veterans to receive civil service retirement credit based on their previous military service. Now, to buy back that military time, veterans must deposit money covering their military service. If you pay your military service deposit in full within 3 years of your initial appointment to civilian service, no interest is assessed, saving you money here. Now, however, if you have more than 3 years of civilian employment prior to completing your military buyback, you will pay additional interest charges. Remember, the rules vary based on the year you became a federal government employee. Process begin with having all the necessary documentation. Remember, check those records, make sure they're current, and that will help you have that right documentation. You'll need to contact DFAS, the Defense Finance and Accounting Service, and request your estimated earnings during military service. Now, you'll need your certificate of release or discharge from active duty, your DD-214, or the equivalent, and a military deposit application, an SF-3108. Now, once you have all of your paperwork, log into MyFSS and enter 5330 in the search window. Select Creditable Military Service and Post 56 Military Service Deposits. Scroll to the bottom of the page, select the Create a Request tile, and complete the application. Well, now I'd like to welcome back an outstanding mentor, leader, and a personnel expert, our own Ms. Kimberly Toney.
Thank you, General Donald. It's a pleasure to be here with you today. Civilian benefits and entitlements are so important, and we really do have to stay on top of them. Just like Ms. Pullum said, review them as often as possible. You want to be prepared both professionally and personally for anything that might come along, be it at work or at home. If you review them regularly, you'll be postured to know when you'll be eligible to retire, what your investments are, and then make sure that annually, when the window opens for your medical and dental and vision benefits, that you're ready for them too. We do have pre-recorded briefings that are available from our regular reoccurring benefits entitlements briefing that we provide DAF-wide. You can get them in real time, or if you just want to review them with your family and go over them to make sure that you're up to speed, make sure you take advantage of that opportunity. I really want to reemphasize, take time and make time to review your records. The slightest error can add up over years, and the last thing that you want is a debt at the time you're ready to retire. So please pay close attention, help others, and make sure you review your records. General Donald, back to you.
Thank you, Ms. Toney. Now, I cannot say enough good things about your team here at the Air Force's Personnel Center. I am impressed every day with the amount and level of work they accomplish to support our nearly 2.5 million total force airmen, guardians, retirees, and family members. One of those outstanding specialists who support you here at AFPC is Ms. Megan Simmons. Megan is a superstar. She's our human resources specialist on our quality resolution and compliance team. She works on the payroll reconciliation report, resolving errors identified between the Defense Civilian Personnel Data System and the Defense Civilian Payroll System. She ensures that staffing practices adhere to regulatory standards, minimize compliance violations, and support smooth civilian staffing operations. She also led efforts to analyze and rectify within-grade increase, or WIGI, error reports, ensuring processing of missing retroactive pay steps. Her work is vital for maintaining a motivated and mission-ready civilian workforce, supporting the Department of the Air Force. Now, there are three subjects I hear about more than any others: assignments, promotions, and pay. It's dedicated airmen like Megan who provide that care that connects for those 2.5 million customers who we serve. Now, finally, before we get towards the end of our podcast here, I want to talk about PTSD awareness, post-traumatic stress disorder. Most people have or will experience a traumatic event at some point in their lives, and stress is the body's reaction to trauma. But for some, that stress can become overwhelming and take a toll on mental health. Currently, there are 2,971 recovering service members enrolled in our Air Force's Wounded Warrior Program. 924 of those are diagnosed with PTSD. Early intervention is more likely to lead to positive outcomes. So if you or if you see a teammate who need assistance, reach out. Primary care physicians, behavioral health optimization program, family advocacy, and chaplains are all good places to start. All right, that's it for today's episode. Next episode, we're going to talk about a little bit about the Air Force Wounded Warrior Program, which is hosted here at Air Force's Personnel Center. And we have some big upcoming events in June and July out in Colorado Springs, Colorado. There's a CARE event in June, and then the DoD Warrior Games is happening in July, where our wounded warriors from across the services will compete in various athletic events. If you have the opportunity to see it, I highly recommend attending. Our Chief Ludd and I will be there. Now, if you have any questions or issues you'd like us to address, our contact information is in the comments. From your Air Force's Personnel Center, where our mission is people first, I'm General O'Donnell. Thank you for listening.
We hope you found this episode informative and helpful in taking charge of your career. Be sure to subscribe on Divots and visit our AFPC website for more resources. Have a question or topic suggestion? Reach out to us. Links to the sites and services presented in this episode of Personnel Matters, along with our website and email address, are on the podcast page. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you next time.